Good morning, Metroplex. Be careful driving out there. It was a lightning show on our way in. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby back home in DFW with a Nelly ticket giveaway, commercial-free expressway, best and worst of the weekend, and your Micah Parsons phone calls at 7:20 this morning. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. Micah Parsons made the trade request on Friday. Jerry Jones stood in front of the media on Saturday.
Jerry, what do you think of all the fans chatting his name and kind of supporting him and, hearing them all screaming out there?
It was just so much louder last year walking off this field with Lamb.
Have you talked to Micah in the last 24 hours?
No.
Do you plan on getting with him at our...
Again, I don't get into what my plans are at all.
Do you think this relationship is salvageable?
I think the relationship is what it is.
Stop.
What it is.
Nice job editing, Peyton, but the pause, the natural pause in there would have been better left. That was a long pause. It was a great question. Is the relationship salvageable? And he thought about it long and hard before he said it is what it is.
That's not the right answer. Publicly.
I mean, it may have been actually the truthful answer.
Sure, but I mean, there's plenty of other things he didn't want to answer.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't think that's the right answer to say it is what it is. What I would expect from Jerry is there's nothing wrong with the relationship. This is negotiation.
Yep.
That's what I would expect. Uh-huh. That was, it is what it is.
Because he's hacked off and he is taking this. You said it. Don't let your money get mad. He's taking it personally.
Yep.
He's hurt. He's very hurt.
He's hurt that Micah backed out and Micah's hurt over all the other stuff.
Is it hurt or is it just like flat out like angry? Like you're not going to disrespect me like that. Like, I don't know. It feels like hurt from Micah's side. It feels like just you've disrespected me and now I'm angry at you
and
from Jerry.
Jerry is, I mean, like, I don't think, you know, we haven't seen vengeful Jerry all that much.
We have.
I was going to say. But like, I think he believes in the phrase, like, don't let an old man with money is a dangerous thing to get on the wrong side of. It would not surprise me if he just sits there and says, first of all, digging my heels in, you're not getting traded, and you're not getting your deal now.
All right, let's continue.
I think the relationship is what it is. What it is. Period.
What
it is. Well, it's our relationship. I sat with him at the Big 8, Big 12 championship. I sat with him at the Super Bowl. I like Michael. I'm really glad you brought that up. It seems like that we forget that it's been less than a year, and I paid the highest been paid in the NFL to Dak, and I paid a big price for Lamb. And anybody that says I'm not interested in financially rewarding my players hadn't been looking at the tea leaves. And so at some point you do have to recognize that we're talking about under contract here, which can diminish if somebody makes a new contract. It makes you wonder if they'll honor that contract.
Stop. This is so bad. This is so comical. It's so laughable. Jerry Jones is operating. So I had like three Tolos maybe over the entire weekend. Get stuck in this old school mentality of a contract is a contract. And you think we're talking about your job. You think we're talking about an Odyssey contract. These are not the reality of NFL contracts, particularly with stars. We're a year late on this. Okay? Like, this should have been done. This happens in the National Football League with 2 years left. Not just 1 year left, with 2 years left. You have to operate in that reality. And Jerry Jones keeps sounding like a dinosaur when he goes, in reality here, we are talking about him under contract. Now, if you want to use that to exercise the franchise tag, okay, fine. But stop acting like this is not the normal cycle of business when someone of Micah Parsons' stature gets redone.
Especially because what are we talking about here? We're talking about a rookie contract. One that's basically negotiated by the CBA, something Micah had nothing to do with. Micah basically came in and was told, like, this is your contract, essentially. So he didn't, it's not like he negotiated something. He agreed to what the league standard is. And there's a reason why penalties aren't applied the same to somebody on their rookie contract who holds out versus a veteran
and
who,
that's who's signed a deal. That's why he shouldn't be showing up to practice.
Yeah.
Because those $50,000 a day fines can get wiped out because he's on the rookie deal. So I'm surprised Mulugeta has him going out there. Maybe it's to show a little bit of good faith. But
he might be telling him not to, and he's still going out there knowing Micah. Yeah.
But did Mulugeta respond to you?
No, I did not hear back from David yesterday.
So the back end of that, though, is insulting, in my opinion. When he goes, well, if someone's acting like this now, it makes you wonder how they're going to act and whether they'll honor the next deal you give them. What? Are you serious? Are you serious? You sound so outdated.
Which he's not. He's not serious about that. He's talking. He's doing the public thing. Mm. He knows how this works. He knows how this goes.
All right, Jerry Jones with all the media Saturday in Oxnard.
You have to work through the integrity of the agreement. And we're under contract here.
Can we?
And we've got future. I wouldn't be standing here with you if I didn't think we had potentially had a great future with Mike. It'd be a waste of all of our time. So we're in good shape. This is negotiation. Right. But make no mistake about it. Life has to go on. If something happens to me or anybody else, life does go on. This thing called the NFL, it's not about one person.
Stop.
You keep bringing.
There's a little warning shot in there like, hey, I still want to work this out, but I am open to you not being on this football team or not getting paid.
Right.
No, that's his little warning shot that he felt like he needed to fire.
Which they should be. To be completely honest, like the way this is turning and the fact that he's put in the request publicly, you should be open to, all right, we need to explore that if this is the way it goes. And you should be figuring out. They've talked about, Rossini had the report on Friday that Dallas isn't trading him. They're not doing anything with this. But teams are still planning on calling and figuring out. You better answer the phone. You better listen. I know you're not answering Mulugeta's calls, but you better answer the calls from other teams when they come to you and just say, all right, well, if this goes really poorly, just want to let you know we have two firsts and a third waiting for you here.
Yep.
Whenever you want it.
Absolutely.
You keep bringing up we have a contract, which to me is kind of disingenuous because CD had a contract.
Who?
Osa had a contract, and you still gave them new deals or gave them extensions while they were under contract.
Dak had a contract. Right. Lawrence had a contract, right. And we didn't do the new deal with the contract.
Right, right.
That's what I'm saying. We've
recently,
done it both ways.
CD and Osa had contracts.
But pretty recently, Dak. And what I'm trying to say is we've done it both ways.
The deal, the offer you had in March, the meeting of the minds, is that still on the table?
Micah took it off.
He took it off, so it's not on the table?
He took it off. No, he took it off. I'm just saying he took it off.
Okay.
Don't put an answer there, please.
Okay.
He took it off.
Okay.
And because of that, that's why...
It's very important.
Okay.
And because of that, that's why you're like, I don't want to negotiate with these people right now.
Well, I know that... I know I grew up when mama wouldn't let me do something, going to daddy and daddy letting me do it and going back in saying to mama, daddy said I could do it. That old mama daddy stuff, we got here doing that by nature. So we're not going to do that.
Stop.
What is he saying?
Well, what he's saying, a lot of people are confused over this. I got it. This is basically calling Mulugeta the other parent that didn't give you the permission. So that's what he's saying. He's like, no, I told you what's happening. You agreed to what's happening. And then you went and got permission and you went and tattled, or you went and changed the story with your other parent. We're not going to be doing that, which is ridiculous. If I'm interpreting it correctly, Mulugeta is the other parent that Micah went to. And this brings up a larger discussion that we do need to have, because there's some great Tolo back and forth over the weekend on whose side you take over that March sit down. If Micah Parsons sat down with Jerry Jones and agreed, do you think Jerry is justified in his anger and what has played out afterwards? Or are you like me and you would still say to Jerry, come on, man, you know he's got to take it to the agent to get the final sign off. You're still talking, I said kid, and you know, two people got up in arms. He's a man, da da da. You're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars with a 26-year-old who has not negotiated 1/1,000,000,000 of the contracts that you have. So that was that whole, I think, other parent analogy with Micah Parsons taking it back to Mulugeta, the agent.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's like, you know, Jerry is coming at it from the, hey, you agree to this. Like, be, you know, take, I took your word for it. But, you know, Mike is just, he's a little naive with it. I don't think he recognized that he was in a negotiation, where Jerry recognized fully that he was in a negotiation.
I just
go back to the agent, and now the agent's like, plus it's also illegal.
I just don't give, like, Jerry Jones should get lit up by the CBA for this, or whoever it is. Whatever NFL rules there are, he should get fined an S ton of money because he's admitting to circumventing it. He admitted it by saying he doesn't even know the agent's name. But I don't give Jerry any pass for not allowing and understanding. Jerry Jones, Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin, Jalen Smith, Micah Parsons, countless people have talked about how Jerry counsels them. Jerry Jones, someone put it perfectly on social media, he's taken his Pepsi contract that he agrees to in principle, the parameters, he's taking that Pepsi contract to his lawyers. He just is. There's a reason you have lawyers. Otherwise, just represent yourself. You go over with a fine-tooth comb. What are the little alterations in here? What should we put in? There's a reason you have a real estate agent for them to look over the paperwork you don't want to go through and don't understand. So I don't give Jerry an excuse. I don't care what Micah said in person.
Yeah, Micah, this is 80-20 Jerry, 90-10 Jerry, in terms of that meeting being a problem. What Micah's probably got to own a little bit would be a level of naivete, thinking I can sit, like almost like, it's cool, I can go down and talk to this, you know. Yeah.
He thought he was on Shark Tank.
I can go. It's like in Godfather. Like, I'll go down there. I'll talk to him. I'll be able to have this guy. No, you can't. You do not go down there and talk to
that,
him.
LeBron.
Like, that's the thing, is that Micah thought, I can go down there and I can handle this. And it's no, you can't. Don't go down there and handle it. Yeah. Just stay away. And that's the problem. If Mike at some point gave a handshake, or like if Jerry said, we got to do, and he shook that hand or anything else, you got to understand, like, you just did something that set you back. Like, and you got to have that awareness.
And that's over. Like, to me, that ends it with Jerry.
It's not going to end it.
He's not going to trade him.
All right, we'll get into what happens. Let's finish up with Jerry answering the media.
Y'all get the analogy? Do you?
Ooh.
Okay, we agree, but let me see if I can get my agent in on it.
Why would you yourself not talk to the agent?
Because the agent, when we have a problem within a team and a player, I don't ever find the agent. He's nowhere to be found. Okay? Jay-Z said that Micah would make all, not Micah, but that Dez would make all meetings. Jay-Z and I negotiated the contract. We spent hours negotiating the contract, Jay-Z. And he said, anybody in my organization is on time. Said, my office used to be on the street corner, and I've always been early. So they will be on time. I said, where did I sign? But I'm going to call you. Finally, he quit taking my call.
Well, Dez and Mike have different histories as far as...
Again, please, I'm just talking about the agent.
Yeah.
Don't take that to Micah and Dez. Just simply say that when the issues come up, the first one and the one that is there is us and the player. My experience, hadn't been the agent, is not the one that solves the problems you have when you're executing what you said you would do in the contract. So I like to deal directly with the player when it's of this nature.
So in March, did he say we have a deal?
Again, I'm not going to get into the details of it. I'm not getting into the details. I think I was asked the question, have we negotiated? Have we negotiated directly? And that is an emphatic yes. What y'all don't know is what I offered him. And it's a hell of a lot more than you think I did. That's what you don't know.
What was that?
Again. Her number is XXXX. Of course not.
TJ.
Of course not. I'm just trying to say to you, we're all walking blank. We don't know what that number and terms were. And that's not appropriate right now to get into it. But my point is, I reached. Make no mistake about it, I reached.
Woo! I reached, and then the previous comment over Dez and the agent brought Nicki Minaj into this last night. Dez versus, I had to even rely on Gronk. I had to ask Gronk what the hell was going on between Dez Jay-Z and Nicki Minaj. Holy mackerel.
You just got to leave Jay-Z out of it. Like, that's just as a rule of thumb. Just leave him out of it. I mean, why don't you bring Kendrick Lamar into it, too?
Yeah, I don't
understand. How do you want this to go for you?
I don't understand how the... Well, I mean, Jay-Z loses his rap battles. Well, Kendrick doesn't lose his. No, Nas killed him. I have no idea how this Nicki Minaj angle came into this. like randomly Nicki Minaj tweets at Dez, like, you do a story time, I'll do a story time. And then Dez is, like, recording a video, like, kind of annoyed. And then she comes back and she's like, I'll end you. They're sending you after me. I'm like, I don't know how this turned into Dez and Nicki beef. This is the oddest thing I've ever seen.
This is the home of the Dallas Cowboys on Sean and RJ, our insider Bobby Roberto Belt. We don't have Nicki Minaj tickets, but we do have Nelly tickets to hook you up with. And it's time to unleash you on the phone lines. 877-881-1053. Whose side are you on? How's this going to end up? What do you want to see happen between Mike and the Cowboys? 877-881-1053. Your Cowboy calls and Nelly tickets are next.
I'm here. I do what I do. I love these guys. Frankly, I could be any place in the world. And I want to be right here. I want to be right here with camp. I enjoy these players. I enjoy Micah. As always, in any relationships, there are different moods at different times of your relationship. That's what it is. Don't lose any sleep over it.
So just to be clear,
that's one thing I would say to our fans. Don't lose any sleep over it.
Are you? Whose side are you taking? What do you want to happen? What is going to end up happening? This is Sean and RJ with our Cowboys insider Bobby Bell back from Oxnard. Micah trade request on Friday. Jerry Jones, 15 minutes of answering all the questions on 11 on Saturday, and your phone calls in the expressway with a Nelly ticket giveaway right now at 877-881-1053. You're chuckling and you were about to say something about what you thought was going to happen at the end of the last segment.
I'm chuckling at the headline that on TV that says Sean McVay says Matthew Stafford won't take part in the jog through today. And jog through is absolutely something Sean McVay would come up with, because we're not walking, we're jogging.
That means the Cowboys are going to get Jimmy Garoppolo tomorrow in Oxnard when the joint practice takes place.
The greatest quarterback of RJ Choppy's era on the show, Jimmy Garoppolo, right there.
That's right.
That's right. Very
super stud.
Yes. Big Italian fan.
You want to make a prediction on what's going to happen?
Well, they're not going to trade him. All right. I think that we all kind of see that. Now, I mean, obviously, you get a year down the road, things could change. But I don't foresee them trading him right now. Jerry, I think, feels that, you know, he can. I think he does feel that he can get four starters for that $40 million. You know, I think he does feel that way. And that's probably true. Maybe not quite four.
I mean, in theory, you should be able to get that if you're talking about with that money and if you're trading him and getting capital for
Well, if you're trading him, you get six starters because you get two firsts.
We'll get into the trades at eight.
But, yeah, just on the money itself, you know, I think that they feel that they get the four starters for him. I think at the end of the day, he does drag this out, and he does do at least one tag.
Oh.
I don't think he signs him right now.
Okay.
This is not happening.
I think they get it done, and it's ultimately, we'll read the Athletic or the whatever article that inside the deal or the 11th hour meeting that all of a sudden just came together spontaneously and smoothed everything over. Like, we're going to get that, and I think it'll still be done before the season.
I agree.
That'd be nice. That'd be really nice if it was. I just feel Jerry feels like abnormally petty with this.
I think he's prepared to take it that way if he needs to. I think they'll get it done.
All right, I hope you're right.
Jason of Fort Worth. Jason, you are first up here on the Fan. Go ahead.
Well, Sean, first off, I don't have what Jason, he's not going to join us on the station right now. I have what he had. I wrote it down what he had to say, actually. It's better than a phone call, Sean. It's better. It's a summarization of what he had to say. He said he's done being a Cowboys fan.
You've been waiting for that.
Dude, I've been waiting.
Man, you've been waiting for that. Well done, Pepe. Jason, I think you're now live on the Fan. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? Huge Tolo here. One thing I wanted to address that I feel addressed enough is Micah's clear lack of production in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He disappears in December and January when it matters most. We want to crucify Dak and Romo and all those guys for lack of production. Why aren't we doing the same with Micah? He's got one sack and four playoff games. That's not top tier defensive material, in my opinion. Thanks, y'all.
Great call.
I think they feel the same. I do. Yeah. I think it frustrates them that they feel like they haven't gotten the most out of him in big moments. I think that is something that frustrates them.
It's tough to compare to a quarterback. It's tough because, I mean, quarterback, you could see the production a lot easier.
Yeah.
Sure, but Jalen Carter steps up in big games, and we all go like, oh, my gosh, Jalen Carter, look at him. He's wrecking shop here. Like, I think they would expect that you, in over the course of four playoff games or whatever he's played now, I think they would have expected there would have been a bigger Micah impact than there has been.
The poll question I put up, whose side are you on? 85-15, pro Micah. Eric in Dallas, you're up next. Eric, you're live on The Fan. You transcribing this too, Peyton?
Good morning. Don't pinch yourself. It is true. It's me, the Donald, America's president, calling on America's show regarding America's team. I called Jerry Jones. I said, don't do it. Don't sign him. Us good old boys got to stick together. No, in reality.
That wasn't bad.
I agree with the previous caller. I'd much rather trade Micah. A few years ago, I was like, man, I've been calling for years saying Dookie Dak, get rid of him. I was a fan of Micah. And a few years ago, I was like, man, it'd be nice if we could find a way to get Arch Manning. Mm. And, man, wouldn't this be a way, right? Trade Micah, get some assets, use that. And I know it's not realistic. It's just I'm tired of this same old crap. You know, Dak's underperformed. Micah's underperformed. Like, it's time to make some major changes. Get rid of him.
Thanks for the call, DT. It's crazy that you just said that because TJ, Tolo TJ, just tweeted 8 seconds ago, just make him play on this year and then franchise tag him, then trade him to the team with the number one pick and let them negotiate the ridiculous extension while we draft Arch. So there's Arch Manning being brought into the fray.
There does seem to be, I'd say there is a very vocal minority that is talking about, like, he hasn't shown up. Go ahead, trade him. Or just the fact of, like, kind of what Jerry's talking about. Like, play out your deal. You sign a contract, honor your word. You know, there's a very vocal minority about that. Yeah, and that 15% is loud.
I don't know how minority it is. I mean, like, I did not talk to a single person over the weekend that texted me personally that said that they're on the that they're on Micah's side. They're all on the Cowboys side.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you live in a 1%er neighborhood. They're going to be worried about tax brackets and cuts.
So what was their reasoning?
Just, like, you know, we don't need him. Trade him, get two number one picks. Because you're probably getting two firsts and, what, a third, fourth?
There's a compelling argument to be made that the capital you get back and the cap flexibility you get in exchange for Micah might make you a better team. There is a legit argument to be made for it.
Now, look, I mean, you know, all you TJ Watt, you know, super fans out there. I mean, if you're going to complain about Micah's playoffs, then why don't you go complain about TJ's first? Because in the same amount of games, Micah wipes the floor with him. But we all know that TJ's overrated. Nobody wants to admit it, though.
Micah in Dallas, does TJ just have one playoff sack? Like, what are
his
numbers?
He's got in four. They both have four games. TJ has one sack, two assisted, six solo tackles. Micah has eight solo tackles, 10 assists, and one sack.
Okay.
But TJ has a fumble recovery. Somebody else did the work.
How many quarterback hits? How's the pass rush win rate?
I don't know. I didn't see that. I just did a quick Google search here. Somebody else did the work, and TJ, you know, took the credit for it like he always does.
Michael in Dallas, you're up next here on The Fan. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, people. Morning. I have a question.
Yeah.
So I'm on the fence about who I side with. I believe in the players first most of the time, because I believe they in the long run end up getting the short end of the stick, like, more times than not. Even if it's just short-sighted looking at it or long-sighted, I don't think they see the consequences of a lot of their actions that in the very beginning. But then again, you got Jerry Jones. Is he actually for once looking at a history of work and not wanting to pay for flash and looking at his team? Either way, I just believe it's all going to get screwed up. I don't think we could do anything but 8-8 seasons or just mediocre. If we were to trade Micah and we'd get back something probably just equally, it would be just a wash. It doesn't seem like we ever excel in these type of trades except for the Herschel Walker thing.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Nikki in Indiana, you are up next. Nikki, you are live on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey guys, listening to you on my way in here in Indy. It's 8:30 our time.
This isn't Nicki Minaj, is it? Indiana?
Wrong, Nicki. I do spell my name the same.
Okay.
What I wonder here a little bit after reading Micah's Instagram or tweet or whatever it was how much of this do we put on his agent? You know, if Micah's saying, "Hey, I want to be a cowboy. I wanted to get this deal done. Yeah. I knew I was leaving money on the table."
Yep.
Why doesn't he just tell his agent, "Hey, dude, yep. F off, man. Like, I want to be here."
Yeah. It is a phenomenal question.
Yeah, I mean,
thanks for calling.
The agent still has to, I mean, if they're not going to answer the call, though, that's the only thing I don't know. If they're not going to answer his call, if they're not going to get back to him, David could be calling to say, "Micah loved everything about the deal. We're here to settle it." They wouldn't know because they're not answering his call. Like, I mean, they're basically acknowledging they're not talking to him.
Yeah.
They're not going to initiate. They're saying no contract will get done if your representative has to be involved, is basically what they've said, which is a CBA violation.
And some people are speculating that maybe the league should get involved.
I think the league, I would be stunned if the league is not at the very minimum back-channeling involvement and just saying you guys cannot publicly talk about breaking the rules like
so
this.
So why didn't they get this done last year when you could have gotten him maybe mid-30s? Did they not have enough money for that NCD?
Yeah, it's probably just the number of deals they had to get done. They had to thread a needle. That's probably part of it. But I mean, the other.
But also their philosophy.
Yeah, I think that
last year would not have been anywhere beneficial for them.
Last year he was making $2 million or whatever it was. This year they can lower his number by getting him done now. He's $24 million guaranteed. That's slam dunk. That's what he's on. And if they were to sign him to an extension, they could probably get that down by $10 million if they wanted to. Last year...
But there's no point in that now, right?
What do you mean?
Like, the free agency's over. There's no point in getting the number down today.
Sure, unless you're planning on making some sort of a move.
Right.
Or you're talking about rolling cap savings into the future. They've got... That last year would not have saved them money. But, I mean, I think there's also, again, a dispute about how willing were they to get something done last year.
Yeah.
I think if you talk to the Cowboys would say... We would have been open for business. They didn't want to do anything.
Right. And they wouldn't have wanted to do anything to wait for the number to get to maybe 45.
Right.
Ernesto in Delaware, the Odyssey app is working this morning. Ernesto, you're live on Sean and RJ.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man. It feels good to finally talk to you guys. How you guys doing?
Yo,
doing
great.
Well. Thanks for listening.
So here's my thing. You guys got to stop letting Steven off the hook, man. I mean, Steven and Jerry, you guys are going to need to realize all this could have been avoided. If you would have signed Dak 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. CeeDee Lamb a year before, we wouldn't be in this situation. You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you sound like it. You sound ignorant. Like,
how?
Because we do it, dude. Are you kidding me? Every single... Did you hear G-Bag last week? Did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. Turn them down. I can't stand these tweets. And don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, "Yeah, I wish you'd do this." Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who had just called in.
What?
I said he was talking about the listeners who had just called in.
I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to the toe.
Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
I'm talking about the listeners, dude. I'm not talking about you guys.
Put him down. Sir.
Way to go.
That's Jerry cutting Todd off. No, Todd, you're not going to answer your question.
Ernesto.
You stop talking.
I accept my nomination for G-Bag of the day, week, month, and I apologize. You now have the... You now have the floor, Ernesto. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's good, bro. I'm talking about the Tolos that want to get Jerry and Steven off the hook. They are the ones that need to understand this is all these problems is all due by Jerry and Steven themselves. And the guys that want to get rid of Micah, do you realize a majority of all of our playoff losses, when's the last time a team aired it out on us besides the Packer one? How is he going to get sacks if teams are just running the ball down our throats, up and down the field? San Francisco, Tampa Bay, we beat them, but you can't get pressure if teams just know we're one-dimensional, just run the ball down our throat. Like, how is he going to get sacks? Let's be realistic here. And, Sean, get that Baltimore out of you, man. You don't got to be so angry, man.
He can make that reference because he's in Delaware. Go Blue Hens. Thank you, Ernesto. My bad. I do think, it's 85%, at least according to an informal poll I took. People are against Jerry and Steven.
For the most part, yeah.
It's, they're maddening. They're maddening. Now, Bobby has detailed this. I agree with their philosophy on the contracts. Okay, I think that they're doing the smart business thing. Pay later. Don't pay now, pay later. The cap's always going up. Save your money, spend it later. That's the same kind of, my dad always taught me the same thing. Like, wait to pay it, people. They'll get their money when they get their money. But I understand that in the context of the NFL, that what they are doing is completely counter to what other 31 other billionaires believe.
Yeah.
You know, someone's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone's wrong. You're going to be hard-pressed to convince Jerry that he's wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's not happening.
Because he's like, first of all, you know, half the guys, inherited something, in the league. The other half are, made it. However they made it, they made it. Jerry made it in a very shrewd way.
I do think there are other teams that approach it the way they do. Cincinnati does. I think
that ain't helping your cause here.
No, but I mean, Cincinnati does. I think in the past it's been thought of that Baltimore probably approaches things similarly with a lot of their contracts. That it's just a difference of philosophy. It's like I said, it's very similar to economics, where it's like you can have differing views on things and believe with 100% certainty I'm right because this is the way it goes. Like, it is theory in a lot of ways.
Jason in Dallas, you're live on The Fan. How can I mishear you as well?
Man, Sean, you're a little short fused this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
I think you're still a little upset about Tyler Booker making your hands look like baby hands. I'm just going to start calling you short hand syndrome.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. What's your point?
I took a little dig at you, my bad.
I deserve it.
But I'm not really sure whose side I'm on. Out of pure hatred for Jerry Jones, I want to side with Micah. But I do got a question. If Jerry Jones just tries to play the petty train and says, I'm just going to tag you for the next 2 years after this year, is there a way Micah can just, like, fake an injury and not play just so he collects his game checks?
I mean, I just hope his back gets better.
Yeah, I'm sure there is a way, but, the team would probably...
You have to take the Le'Veon Bell route. You just have to be comfortable saying, I'm not getting paid. And that's essentially what he'd have to do.
If Jerry...
But getting blackballed by the league?
I mean, he didn't get blackballed. Le'Veon Bell got his money.
If Jerry Jones does that to the Dallas Cowboys locker room and Brian Schottenheimer, I would hope Schottenheimer, quits on him. It'll never happen. But you cannot do that to your football team. That, to me, that point is the genesis to the argument of... Jerry said something to the reporters like, I paid Lamb, I paid Dak. Don't ever question how I reward my players. That's not enough. That is not enough. CeeDee Lamb stopped short while sitting down with us to take another shot. You think Dak and Lamb has already let you know he thinks this is BS. He said it on social media. What are you doing to the trust between your star players and your chemistry? If you're like me, which clearly I just showed 5 minutes ago, there was a negotiation in this building I'll never forget. Like, I'll forgive it, but I'll never forget a negotiation I had contract-wise in this building. And neither will the door at my last house in East Dallas that I put the hole in. And there's other people in this building that have felt the same way. Like, really, we're going to get this nasty? There's a point in time for people like me where I don't just forget. I think Choppy may be different. If the $40 million a year gets written down and signed, Choppy's like, we're good again. Not me. And that's, to me, what Micah Parsons did and is showing. Now, he may be cool with it. Maybe Dak is totally fine with Jerry. Maybe CeeDee is totally fine with Jerry. I'm not going to forget the digs that you took and the levels that you stooped to try to embarrass me and win the negotiation. That's personal. I just don't forget the personal stuff like that. And that's where they crossed the line multiple times. And Micah had enough. That's why I support him. That's why I support him in what he did. Is it worth it for you to win the negotiation to the degree that our relationship is burned and fractured? Because when Micah Parsons sees Jerry Jones, let's say the deal gets done today. Is Micah Parsons ever going to really forget this and have as good a relationship with Jerry and Steven as he could have? Maybe. But maybe and probably not. That is where Jerry and Steven, I think, treat this too much like commodities. I heard someone say
they're trading stocks.
They're trading stocks. These are feelings. These are people. These individuals have memories and feelings, man. And that is where they're too cold-blooded or unaware over what it's doing in the rest. These guys changed their profiles in support of Micah. Right now, there is what are you doing to Brian Schottenheimer's freaking culture? You detonated it. You detonated it. It's the whole offseason, we've been throwing Brian Schottenheimer a parade. We all sounded and looked dumb because we laughed at the hire and mocked it and felt embarrassed that they didn't go out and do more homework. You had Bill Belichick, you had Mike Vrabel, you had everybody else. And you hired Brian Schottenheimer, and Schottenheimer erased all of that with the way he was with his players and in front of the microphone. And Jerry Jones lit it on fire with a match. Does he care? That, to me, is a tremendous, huge problem in a microcosm of the Dallas Cowboys not winning. So, yeah, you eventually pay them, but what did you do to the relationships? What did you do to the trust? What did you do to the chemistry? And that's what I think they miss.
Yeah, and I mean, it still exists, like you mentioned, it still exists in some level for CD. Like, CD still remembers it. Like, he's past it.
I mean, come on now. We're 2 years past
it. He's past it. I mean, it's a year, but it doesn't change the fact that, like, you still remember it. There's a lot of things I know you remember, like that have happened.
I don't remember anything.
You telling me that?
No, I'm telling you, there's a lot you've forgiven that you still remember, that, like, personally, that we all know about behind the scenes. Like, so I'm saying, like, that exists for everybody to some extent, where there's a line of disrespect.
You can't let it affect your day-to-day, you know what I mean?
Which I don't know that it affects their day-to-day, but it's enough that I think they feel it, and it exists for them.
All right, 877-881-1053. Before we get to the Nelly Tinky giveaway and best and worst of the weekend. Actually, you know what? Let's just hook you up right now for turning it on, leaving it on. I said it's
getting hot in here. All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call on number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see Nelly at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas on Friday, September 5th. That's call on number 10 at 877-881-1053.
What would the trades look like? More phone calls throughout the entire morning. The Nelly ticket giveaway the entire week here on DFW Sports Station. Let's get to best and worst.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I'm having a bad fucking weekend.
Choppy, start us off.
Well, look, the best, it's simple. When you come back from a week out of town, there is nothing that beats that first shower when you're back home. I feel like I was clean for the first time in a week. Because you can't... If you don't, you know, I didn't bring a loofah, a poof with me, okay? You can't get clean with just a bar of soap.
Didn't use a washcloth in there?
Yeah, there's a washcloth, but still, I need
I got the towel caught in that rolling shower door.
Oh, really?
And I had to, like, pick up the thing and take it off.
How?
I put it up. I put my towel over top.
Oh, you didn't.
And when I was rolling, it got caught and, like, stuck, and it was a mess. It was a disaster.
Yeah, but that, you know, you get home. Got hopped right in the shower. It was just like scrubbing. And then, I mean, just the dead skin. You could feel it falling off. Yeah, I wasn't itching. Hell, I felt like I had bugs crawling on my skin.
Washed that California right off of you.
I washed that California right off me, baby. Okay, I only use my right arm to scrub my body. Just kind of get back into normal again. There's nothing beats that, though. That was number one for me. The welcome home poop.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm talking about out there.
Something happens. I actually Googled this. I was like, what happens to your body in the air? Because...
I do too.
What's that?
I feel the same way. I toot in the plane the time.
No, but like, yeah. What happens like that affects your restroom visit when you land?
I don't know.
And what is done to you in the air? Because something's different.
Something's different, right?
Yeah. Something about that pressure up there in the air, I'm
could
sure.
Be. It could be. And then the sleep. I crashed on about 10 o'clock on Friday night, and I woke up at noon on Saturday.
Whoa!
Oh, just dead. Dead to the world.
I did 10 hours back-to-back days.
Yeah?
Yeah. 10 hours Friday night, Saturday night.
And then last night, I couldn't sleep, so what the hell? But that was like Sarah's up at like 7 a.m. on Saturday, just 7 a.m. she's awake, and then I'm sitting there sleeping for 5 hours. Poor girl. Oh, well. And then the worst.
Poor you. You're waking up at 3 a.m. every day.
Yeah, that's
true. I told you, though, you don't take any naps. That was all the nap The no naps.
That's right.
Catching up
you,
with
you. You said that while we were in California. You're like, he fell asleep when he was late coming down to the car one day. You're like, did he fall asleep? I was like, he doesn't nap. There's no way he's asleep.
No, I was, I don't know what I was doing that day. I made, but
right
I,
hand.
The worst is, that, there you go. I did make another dumb comment.
About her smell?
Remember, well, that was on Friday.
Yep, I remember. Right,
okay. I love that your son texted you. He doesn't know that you're on the radio or that you were in another state. He thinks you drove there, but he did hear about the comment.
He did hear about the comment, and he goes, what an L. What an L. You took an L.
Took an L.
Took an L. He took a major L. Well, so obviously I had that on Friday, and then over the weekend, you know, she said, we were kind of joking around. She goes, man, we need to lose some weight. We need to lose some weight. And I said, yeah, and I jokingly said, yeah, when you get hot again, don't leave me.
Oh.
And she paused, like, did you just tell me that I'm not hot anymore? Like, you, just, you said when you get hot again? And, yeah, I, look, I got to take this one. I you know, I thought it sounded a lot more funny in my head.
Yeah.
A lot funnier in the head.
You know, when you said it out loud just then, I can see how you were joking.
Yeah, I absolutely joking.
Was her reaction to that?
Her reaction was stunned silence for about 5 minutes.
And was it worse than her armpit smell?
No, I think the armpit smell was worse.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of people hitting me up about that one still.
Yeah.
Like, what a moron.
They're throwing fuel on the fire.
Throwing fuel on the
just
fire
just when it
here.
Dies out, they're like...
Yeah. So I just want everybody to know that when the award for biggest moron in the world comes up, I don't want any other nominees.
Don't
it's me.
When you get hot it's, again, don't leave me.
Yeah, when you get hot again, don't leave me. It's me. I'm the biggest moron in the world. I always forget that.
It's, you've
that.
Always got the joke. It's like when we're at the airport and you saw Kristen. You're like, oh, you're way prettier than your pictures.
That's an amazing
line.
That is an amazing line.
There's always the line that's like, oh, this is funny. And then he says it and he's like, oh, that was that. That didn't go
didn't
over
land.
Well.
Didn't land. That's why you got to workshop these things.
You do.
You got to workshop.
That's exactly what it is. The worst was our travel. Gosh, that travel was awful on Friday. We had the drive out to LAX, which is bad enough. Then we had the, it was like a 2 p.m. takeoff, basically. So it was like 4 p.m. Dallas time while all the Micah stuff's breaking and we're trying to like keep track of that in an airport. And then
we actually got lucky. We wanted to switch to the earlier flight. We wanted to leave from a closer airport. All those flights, literally every flight surrounding us was delayed by hours. And the closer one got canceled to the next day. Yeah, all of them.
That was brutal. Now, we still had a delay because we had, I still don't know to this day, what was happening with Group 1 boarding that airplane.
I think it was that woman and the dog.
I think it was too, but I don't know why they just, nobody's allowed to board until we figure out what her dog's
this
doing.
This woman did not properly document her dog going on the plane, Peyton, and they're like breaking the news to her. But we were standing in line.
They're eating the dog.
We were standing in line a good 20, 25 minutes. Group 1 is like in the runway or whatever the hell the thing is called. And there's this old woman. She looks like the old woman from Something About Mary with her dog. And they're not letting them on the plane.
No. And she was there, they, like you said, because it had the vest on that said service dog, right? Which I think you could buy those anywhere. They were like, you didn't document this thing properly. Now, she's on the phone with the airline, and that's a big, like, obviously that's a big to-do. But, like, also, you kind of have to document this thing.
I don't understand why it's like, you can't board until we figure out if she can bring her dog or not. Like, no, nobody else can just get on the plane and get seated. We can't do this. That was what I couldn't understand. That was ridiculous. And, man, we had the...
And then when we landed, it was during their break time.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And so we're like hydration just sitting break. At the gate for another 15 minutes.
What about the walk in the LAX terminal?
That walk from the what's it called? The what lounge?
I have that in my best. Coming up.
I figured it was going to be the worst because I didn't have a drink in there. But
is going to be in the worst.
We had to walk.
One's my best, one's my worst.
We had to walk from this lounge. It was literally, we were two numbers from the gate and it was a 12-minute walk or
at
something.
Least.
It's a legitimate hike. To get to the gate, because you go downstairs and then go up an escalator and then up another escalator. Oh, and then cut through this and then, you know, solve a riddle from a bridge troll and then you're there.
It's crazy.
Pepe?
So my best is, look, I went the whole month of July without going to the casino. But then on the first day of August, I had to go. I was itching. I had to go. So I went up there. I was down a lot early on. Early on, I was down, took a dinner break, came back. And thanks to Roulette, I won my money back and then profited about at 150 and said, you know what? Get out of there. So the numbers, Sean, were on my side as the casino gamblers call it these days. But yeah, and then another best, I guess, is Mackenzie and I started a new show. We actually finished it yesterday because we found out it was only 8 episodes long. But The Hunting Wives on Netflix. And it's not a chick flick. You might think, oh, well, it's, you know, wives or whatever. It's like, it's just, instead of the guys doing the shooting, it's the women doing the shooting, killing and stuff. So, but it's a good, fun 8 episodes on Netflix.
My best of the weekend was RJ Choppy sending us home in style. Is that called the Admiral's Club?
Yeah.
My God. I was in heaven. Choppy's like, I get 2 guest passes with this heavy black credit card. And he walks us in. Oh, my God. First time I've been in there. Another world. Humongous private rooms in the back. You got food. You got drinks, which I somehow, at the open bar, managed to order one of the only beers that cost $6. I blame the bartender for that.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. But I was hoping the flight would get delayed. Like 2, 3, 4 hours because of the world that you showed me. Great. Our breakfast this morning from there.
Yeah, it was.
Little breakfast bars.
God,
you can
knows
take.
These vending machines don't work.
Oh my God. Can someone fix the vending machines here? Been out for 3 weeks, please.
At least 3 weeks.
Good grief. But that was amazing and incredible. Thank you for that.
Oh, you will.
My worst was
by the way, it's this credit card.
Yeah. Woo, listen to that. My worst is Bobby in the Admiral's Club. He'll figure out a way to ruin it. He just will. That is why his wife goes so hard when Bobby's out of town with my wife and they get in so much trouble because she could never go out to these nice places with Bobby. This man, and in all you can eat and all you can drink, wouldn't sit with us, left us to wander off as he always does.
He went to the quiet area.
He went to the quiet area. I got in a fight with my wife at the AAC because Bobby would just go wandering off. And I'm like, leave him alone, let him be. I'm fighting with her because of Bobby. Doesn't eat, doesn't drink, all of it. And then leaves us early, not knowing the walk time, to go to the gate.
Yeah.
Ruins it. Ruins all of it.
I don't understand why it's always like you guys let my involvement in it ruin. I mean, I know I'm a good time.
It didn't ruin it for me.
I understand. It didn't ruin it for me. I make it so much better for you when I'm there. I understand. It, like, social hangs are much like the show. It's just
what
better when I'm
like
there.
This place? The free drinks or the free food?
No, I had already taken Adderall. I was not going to drink. I was not going to throw alcohol on top of it. Like, to me, it was just that was not, I didn't want to mix that. So there was that. And two, I sat there at the bar setup with you guys for like 15 minutes, and I was like, I can't sit here anymore because of my back. Like these chairs, I can't sit
on. Sciatic. Who's the guy on South Park I want you to talk like?
The
Kyle Brofloski.
Yeah, no, Kyle's cousin, Kyle.
My sciatic. I'm allergic to water.
Can you do an AI Bobby? Can you do an AI Bobby in that voice, please? Yeah.
So, I can't, like, when you get those bar tops where, like, your legs kind of dangle down, because that little fracture I have at the base of my spine, it won't, like, my, like, foot starts going numb, basically. And so I was like, all right, I got to walk around. So I was just walking around. I then sat in the quiet area, heard Choppy do his Mad Dog radio interview right in there. And it was a good time. It's just I was just like, all right, I'm going to go walk around so that my foot doesn't just fall off. And, I don't want any beer. I was trying to be sober October.
There was liquor.
And there's I know. Liquor. I was trying to be. I was trying to drink.
All you can
you
drink.
Gotta say I either drink too much or drink too little. There's
because
no middle
you drink too much that takes you out the next day or the rest of the week. This was at the end.
It's the end of the week?
I'm not going to have to deal with you tomorrow.
Oh, but there's work. There's work to be done. Micah Parsons was announcing a trade. The Adderall was coursing through my veins. I was just sitting there going like, I gotta be locked into this.
And that's another thing. I'm like, why are you taking Adderall after the Friday show? What do you need to concentrate for?
I had a hangover and it was splitting my head open from the Jerry
and
party.
The Adderall helps.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh. It takes those cobwebs away.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah. I wouldn't have got through my wedding day without that. 877-881-1053. The commercial free. I still would have said I do, sweetheart. Commercial free expressway with a Nelly ticket giveaway on DFW Sports Station. What would a Micah Parsons trade look like? I almost called him Michael like Jerry. What would Micah deals look like? We'll take you through some of them next.
After we get your carpet clean, the clean way, the green way, the zero res way, the best carpet cleaner in the industry. They don't use soaps. They don't use chemicals. They don't use detergents. It's their own system. It's patented. Get it taken care of. All you got to do is head on over to Zero Res and get that carpet professionally clean every single year. I do the carpet. I do the tile. I I do the hardwoods, and I do the upholstery, and you can get it done right now with Zeroridge. You're not going to want to miss this. They've got the best deals in the industry. No question about it. Three rooms pre-treated, clean and sanitized for $109, and then $75 off your air duct clean. They're constantly doing specials. This is another one. Right now, you get the RJ Choppy fan special from Zeroridge. It's a great time. Kids go back to school, what, next week? So, great time to get on the schedule, get the carpets clean after they go back to school, and that way you've got a clean, fresh house again without the kids running amok through it, bringing mud in, dirt, all that things, grass, all the allergens that get trapped in the carpet fibers. RJ Choppy fan special, 214-37-CLEAN, 214-372-5326, or ZeroResDallas.com. Spell it backwards or forwards. It spells the same as ZeroRes.